the status of Toby Enstrom?
Yeah, Toby's not going to go tonight. Lower body injury, day to day. Grant will be in.
So as a result of the hit when he went into the boards and steam?
No. It was actually prior game. Just didn't get better.
Is there anything you can tell us about TJ going on waivers?
Mostly we're looking at roster flexibility with having six healthy D right now. And having such a tight schedule coming up, just preparation, just in case we needed to bring somebody in.
Is anybody coming in as of now yet? Or
Not as of today. So Toby's day-to-day.
Can you tell us about Matthew Pearl maybe having a shot on the point on the power play?
Well, it depends on what side the face-off is and really what side we're working the puck off. So it's not playing defense up there. It's a little different look than we've been using. A goal of trying to get a few more pucks in that with better numbers when we do get the puck there.
What made this a good start for Hutchinson?
He was getting into one of these two games for sure. So that came off the Devils game. I knew that he'd play one of these two. It was the right rotation for me. And he's earned it.
What do you want to see from your guys tonight?
You know, just we're constantly looking for greater consistency in the game that you've seen for big bulks. So we're better at it than we were at the start of the year. The results in the last two games make you feel like the quality's dropped, but the fact of the matter hasn't. So just that's where we are in our progression, is trying to continue to be a real good defensive hockey team and generate as much offense as we can off it.
What do you think Clitson's game was at before he got sick there?
Yeah, you know, he was good. So we liked the pair. They were playing well. And then when Adam went in, we liked that pair as well. And that's the challenge for those guys that are on the bubble. They've got to be at the top of their game and be playing well when opportunity knocks. So Grant got a little sick, and we've been healthy, fortunately. And Adam went in, plus two the other night, and has made the most of his chance.
With the way that Columbus has been struggling this year, as far as the injuries and everything, is it easy for your team to overlook a team like this that is struggling this bad?
We're not that far up the food chain that we're overlooking anybody, and the sheer number of injuries and the people they had is catastrophic for any team. We got a few guys healthy back, and they've been through it now, so I think mentally and emotionally. They're going to give us the Columbus Blue Jacket game, which is a hard forechecking, physical, grinding game with lots of energy. So I expect a real tough, tight game here tonight.
Thank you.